Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to the Diva of Duels weekly podcast, where we talk all things Days of Our Lives and sometimes General Hospital or some other shows if we happen to think about it or if somebody calls in and wants to. I haven't watched GH in a long time, but we used to talk about that sometimes. Anyway, the focus of our show tonight will be the last week of Days of Our Lives. And let's see, before we get on with that, first of all, Marianne is here.
Hi, everyone.
Hopefully she's awake.
Yeah.
There you are.
Yeah.
Where can we find you on Twitter?
Twitter, mama at underscore hooch.
All right.
Twitter.
And you can find, this is Anna filling in for the diva tonight. You can find me at Cosy Hooch on Twitter. And also you can find the Diva of Duel, really complicated, at Diva of Duel on Twitter. So we welcome you to tweet with us and let us know what your thoughts are about the show, meaning Days of Our Lives. Let's see, we also want to give a shout out to our friends Bob and Amy Hapka. You can find them on their respective Twitter accounts, Bob Hapka, Amy Hapka. And we always like to give a shout out for some of our faves, at Lauren Coslow, at Teo Penglis, and at Kilt Trip USA, which is Ian Buchanan. And let's see, and then you can also find us on Facebook, Diva of Duel. You can also find under Carrie, the Diva Carrie's personal, or I guess under her name, Carrie Messner, Messner. You can find the Diva of Duel Facebook account. She also has a blog, I know the blog has been having some issues lately, so I'm not sure she can actually get into it right now. But I'm not sure if that issue was resolved from 2 weeks ago. So, but anyway, we have all kinds of history on the Diva of Duel blog. All the past interviews. We also have. You can also find us on iTunes. You can find all our past interviews, all our past podcasts, right there in all their glory. If you have a favorite actor and we've interviewed them over the years, you can go listen to all of their chats while you're on the treadmill or whatever, or walking in the neighborhood now that it's spring. And let's see. I know you can find us on a bunch of other places, but if you just do, then you can find us, of course, here at Blog Talk Radio. So did I leave anything out that was super important, Marianne?
No, you covered it pretty good. I was going to say, when I was doing when I was scheduling the show and putting in, I'm always wondering what number we're on. So I have to go back and look at the other one. I guess this is our 288th blog show, I guess. I guess we're kind of in order there. That doesn't count the interview. Yeah.
That doesn't count our interviews, which
doesn't count the interviews,
times,
which were quite a few.
Just if for those of you listening, if you missed our interview with Teo Penglis a couple weeks ago, we have a recent interview
quite a
with
few
him.
With Teo
it was lots of fun.
He's probably
the most
that we've interviewed.
Was a few weeks
yeah.
ago, and we've got several with Lauren Coslow and Ian Buchanan and a lot of other folks. We had Fenella Hughes and Ian Buchanan,
and we've had we've had Lauren and Teo together. We've had Teo by himself a lot.
Yeah.
We've had Lauren by herself
with
right?
Ian,
and with Ian.
Lauren
okay.
by herself. Lauren with Ian.
Lauren with Teo.
All kinds of fun stuff.
We've had Lauren and Leanne. I mean not Lauren.
And then of course
Teo
we've
and
also wait. Yeah. When we and Sherry Anderson. Way back. So we've got quite a few. We've got quite the catalog there. If you are ever wanting to just go back down memory lane and listen to one of those interviews, it's a lot of fun.
And we also have them from Day of Days too. You know, little short ones too,
yeah.
Like 10-minute ones.
They're
a little noisy
because we do the interviews in a crowded restaurant, but it's still fun.
Mm-hmm.
still fun.
Yeah.
And then of course Carrie on the blog, on Blogspot, her blog, Viva Dual Blog, she has a lot of different things that she's posted over the years, and sometimes she tweets. So sometimes she'd put her tweets on there, and
mm-hmm.
just, I don't know, all mm-hmm. kinds of little informational things, promos and stuff like that for the show and whatnot. So, and I know we're working on a interview. I don't know when it's going to
mm-hmm.
be yet, and we can't say who it's whom, but we are
trying.
Very looking forward to it, trying mm-hmm. to get that worked out. And so anyway, without further ado, we'll give a shout out to Carrie, who wasn't able to make it tonight, and then also our old buddy Rose, if she's listening, we miss her. And I think that covers the bases, Marianne. Let's see. Oh my God, Jen in the chat room. Hey, shout out to Jen. She's holding down the fort, trying to keep things from getting too crazy.
Okay.
In the chat room. Because you know that can get really nuts in there. More truthfully, Jen is like our fact checker. She knows so much about Days and General Hospital and some other shows too. But she is like a font of Days of Our Lives knowledge. So we often go to her for as a great resource. To although it's interesting tonight, she's. Looks like she's having fun spelling in the chat room. Not sure what she's doing, Jen, but hey there. So we often she's our go-to gal for all kinds of Days history and character stuff. So we appreciate her a lot. So with all of that introductory information out of the way, Marianne. We just talk
where
about Friday's show?
Friday's show is the most important because my buddy Andre finally has been back after 3 weeks without any Andre. It would have been, if he wouldn't have been on Friday, it would have been exactly 3 weeks with no Andre. So two weeks and four days without Andre. So I don't know where he's been. Especially, I was always like, he should have been there when Chad was kidnapped. You know, you think he would have been he should have been there storming the Kiriakis mansion going after Deimos for what he did to Chad, but he didn't. I mean, he hasn't been around, but he did show up. He did show up Friday to see Gabby. And I don't know if you've seen it or who's in, he came in with flowers.
I just
flowers.
Saw the beginning part of that.
And
I
kept
thinking,
that's
right, yellow
I
flower.
Thought, I know he's Demira is Italian, but, you know, we all know Teo's Greek. And I'm thinking, beware of Greeks bearing gifts. Because I think there was more behind him. I don't think it was going to be a get-well visit for Gabby. But he came in with flowers. And he started out his charming self. But he more or less threatened and warned Gabby to stay the hell away from Chad, you know, in no uncertain terms. You know. And Gabby wasn't too nice to him either, so they had their little back and forth there. And he left the flowers and left. But then he went back to the mansion and talked to Abby, who he really cares about, and said that he said, I see Gabby is alive. And Abigail said, you sound like you're disappointed. And he said, no, not really. because he said, I guess he kind of gave the idea like I did, like, you know what? I know you wanted to save Gabby, but this is your wife, and, you know, I might have been a little upset. You know, I should have got the whole vial thing. You shouldn't have played with my life like that. But anyway, that's kind of what Andre was kind of getting at. And she said, well, you know, no, she was fine with that. And, you know, because they're good friends. But you know, everything was okay. And Gabby survived. But so he more or less said, you better be careful. Don't let them alone. And make sure that Chad knows that remind Chad that you're his wife and blah, blah, blah. So then she, after Andre leaves, she tells Chad she wants to renew her vows. So I guess they're gonna do that. So and he agreed to that.
So, you know what I would say if I were Chad? That's a really cool discussion. A-E-I-O-U. Oh, you mean vowels, not vowels.
Yeah.
Okay, that's I'm here all week, folks. Come to the comedy shop. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. So
let's review our vowels. It's like renew our vows. Okay. Anyway.
Wow.
So they're going to renew their vows, huh?
Well, yeah, that's what he's so that's it. I guess that's she wants to make because that's her way of making sure he remembers and realizes that you're married to me and stay away from Gabby. But he did visit Gabby.
You know, it's
Gabby
always a good idea, though, to renew your vows, though, every once in a while in soaps, because I think haven't both characters had amnesia or blackouts or major mental breakdowns since they were last married? So probably a really good idea to do that.
Yeah. So that's where those are kind of going. And, you know, Gabby's real, you know, upset about that. And he told Gabby he knew that the reason he went to Abby first was that he knew that he could count on Gabby to catch that, you know what I mean, that she would catch it and, you know, have enough time to take it and she would be all right. So, I don't know.
Oh, because of the baseball thing. Yeah.
Because, and that all went kind of tied into when they did the flashbacks to the baseball.
Yes.
Which weren't
really flashbacks because they were both being played by two different different actors when the characters first met. But that's not sure.
And I don't even remember them, back in the high school days. I don't even know if Gabby was there during the high school days. She wasn't, I don't think.
Gabby was a lot
shorter. Wasn't that Mia?
Gabby was a lot shorter and a lot younger looking, and Chad was a lot taller.
That's
all I know. The height discrepancy between the two of them was much more distinct with the prior characters, actors that played the characters. But anyway, so they did flashbacks, but they were kind of like faux backs. They weren't really legit flashbacks. But anyway, I digress. Baseball, that's the whole thing. He knew he could count on Gabby
her
to catch it because she played sports, and I guess apparently Abigail is a flake. I don't know. Anyway,
All right. But it's not, but more or less he said he told Gabby that's why he went to, not that he really loved Abigail that much, that he had to save her first, that he just knew he could count on Gabby because they have this connection. They always know what the other one's thinking. I'm there. Oh, gosh.
Oh, Lordy.
Okay.
Oh, Lordy.
Good thing Abigail wasn't there.
Has anyone spilled coffee on anyone lately? Because that's usually a sign of true love. Remember that? I don't know. You got to spill coffee on their lap or something hot. So,
okay.
And then try to help, you know what I mean, clean it up. So that's usually how it works.
Yeah, no, that I don't think that happened, so I don't know. So, but then we have, going back to true love, and he's in love again, is Brady, and Brady and Nicole, and they're hiding out in the cabin. They're still out in the cabin, and he went back, and he took Tate with him. And he declares his love for Nicole. The little light bulb went off in his head, and he's telling Nicole that he wants a life with her, and she's like, the little light bulb. And you know that this doomed again. Brady fell in love again, and you know it's going to be doomed because we know Nicole's not going to be sticking around, which is what I hate about these so far heads.
I know it.
How can you root for them when you know she's leaving? So, but anyway, as long as it lasts, because I do like them together. So they're hiding out with Holly and Tate, and they have their nosy neighbor that's the cop. And she brought her husband. I don't know if you saw that, but she brought her husband.
Oh yeah, I saw that part.
Yeah, his name is Scooter. Where they got these names? And we have Freddie Smith and Bridget Smith. Freddie and Bridget Smith, which I think is kind of that's Brady and Nicole's name.
And then her
shout
husband
out to Freddie
supposedly
Smith.
Like this chemical engineer or whatever, like Brady is supposed to be. And don't look.
He's a math professor.
We can talk.
Yeah.
Maybe we can talk. You know, I'd like to hear more about what you do and pass some ideas past you or something. And you
Brady
kind of
covered pretty
face.
Well.
That was awesome. That was pretty funny.
Well, he really can't talk about that because it's all private, and, you know, all confidential, and he could get in trouble.
Oh,
so
he
kind of
slid
over that one. And then, did you see then the husband looking at Nicole? He says, "You look familiar." you really look familiar. And I'm thinking, he's thinking back to the old porn days when she was Misty Circle making the porn movies. So then they, Brady and him leave the room, and she's saying about her husband, and she just tells Nicole, yeah, all he does is sit around, he's on the computer, and he's watching porn. Nicole just goes,
oh my gosh. Oh, that's hilarious. I love it.
So then they come back, and she pulls Brady aside, and she says, he knows me from Misty Circle on the porn movies. And Brady looks at her, and he said, Nicole, don't worry about it. Anybody that watches porn, they're not looking at your face, so they're not going to know.
He says,
I doubt that he was really looking at your face that much. So, and he just said it with
a
straight
face.
Brady's
always such
a good
friend.
Yes. And I guess Brady would know, so I don't know.
Yeah.
So,
well, that's hilarious.
Anyway, I thought that was just the way Brady said it. It was kind of funny. So that's where those two stand.
So do we think this couple is suspicious and she's a cop?
I don't know. She seems suspicious, but not yet.
And she's like, who was that? And they're like,
oh, that's our son. That's our
son.
He didn't even mention him before. Yeah. He said, you didn't ask or something. And he was away visiting his grandfather, and I just brought him back.
And then she says, you didn't mention your husband. So she kind of said,
They kind of are covering their tracks a little bit, but they are acting suspicious. So I don't know how good of a cop. Maybe she works for the Salem PD. I don't know. But, the Salem PD, it takes them a while to figure things out. But so that's where they stand with that. And Chloe's still trying to, Eduardo's and Dario, he's like kind of given in. He and Nicole were like good friends, and he had this friend that was must be a border agent or whatever, and they spotted them two going over to Canada, so he gave the tip to Dario, and Dario took it to Eduardo. So they're in the lead. I'm going to bang Dario. And then speaking of Dario, did you say him and Gab? Him and
I didn't see any of that.
He went to Abby. And he declared his love for her. Said that he loved her, and then he kind of wanted to. He said it was kind of weird, and he wanted to come back.
Dario did.
Dario.
Gotcha.
Yeah, Dario. He told Abigail that he loved her. Yeah.
Oh.
And she's like, He came to the mansion and that was kind of weird. He said he just wanted to be friends and, can we get past that? He goes, it is kind of weird now because, what you told me. And so, and then Jennifer came and kind of saw them together. And she says, what's going on here? Then after he left, Abigail told Jennifer what he said. So that's what's kind of going on there. And then, of course, she walked in, and as soon as Chloe saw Kate, she started kissing.
Of course, to make him jealous.
Eddie, yes. But then again, they were trying to play that game, but Eduardo declared his love for Kate again and said, I don't want to play these games. Either you want me or you don't want me, and I want you, and I want you. And I don't know, Kate's still playing hard to get, so I don't know.
There was the article about him, the actor, this week.
Oh, and he's leaving. So, yeah. So now
I know.
Doesn't that suck? And he had a really nice message on Facebook, which was really nice, thanking everybody and his time on
Days.
He's such
a great actor.
Yeah. They misused him. I don't know what it is, but they get great actors on there. They did it with Ian Buchanan. I love
Andre and Kate too, but I love the slow burn that they were doing with Kate and Eduardo. It was kind of fun. I just thought maybe there was going to be a triangle between her and Andre or something, or something was going to go on maybe eventually like that. So I was really bummed that, he's not.
I think Vincent was very good in his role, and now that they made him the bad guy, I guess he's gonna have to go too.
Pretty good they've let some pretty good people go, but, you know.
Yeah.
I just hope, I mean, I mean, maybe it'll, you know, hopefully they will
be focusing
on vets.
Well, we're hoping for Condre now, you know, now that we know.
Hopefully we'll see
Condre.
Hopefully Kate and Andre, we can hope.
Yeah.
And then we're still waiting on that tango from all those years ago.
I'd love to see
two.
That tango again.
Part
yeah.
two. The
yeah.
first tango was awfully hot. They weren't even dating.
Yeah.
It was like, oh my.
Yeah.
It's steamy. So
yeah.
We'd love to see that
and
again.
And then it said that I guess the Vivian is the one that plays Sierra is leaving. Now, is
yeah.
the actress
yeah.
leaving and not the character? Are they keeping the character?
Yeah, the actress.
And getting another actress.
They got another yeah. actress.
Did they recast her? Okay, yeah, she just
yeah.
wasn't cutting it. I mean, she was maybe improving a little bit. I did see
yeah.
some improvement. But she still was, you know, they can get rid of Claire. I mean,
actress
oh,
yeah.
Claire, I am not a fan. Oh, maybe
well,
I'm
know,
not kind of the character, but I don't think the actress. She's not that
I think
pretty.
It's the
though.
Character.
She's one note.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She's kind of cute. I mean, well, here's the thing, though.
Yeah, she's
got
kind
of ironic.
I guess.
Think
yeah.
about this. Think about this for a minute. I mean, now, Christian Alfonso has been one of my favorites, Bo and Hope, all the way back. I mean, of course, I love Hayden,
mm-hmm.
too, but I'm not a real fan of Rope. Anyway.
No.
I knew if I mentioned that, you would just be excited. Anyway, but, you know, if you think back, if we're all honest with ourselves, it took a while for Miss Alfonso to develop her acting chops. So
yeah.
it's, but, you
was
know,
she that bad?
What's her name, Vivian? No, I don't think she was that bad. But, I mean,
no.
I thought the girl, I think, was her name Vivian? She did a good job on some things, I think.
Yeah,
I just think,
I
you know, I actually found her to be kind of sympathetic, and I kind of like the way she played it in some ways. So I'm kind of sad
mm-hmm.
that they let her go. But, I mean,
yeah.
she definitely – it probably wasn't the best cast. I mean, she does look like that. She could be Bo and Hope's kid. But,
yeah.
you know, but I guess, too, when you think about it, even though Lauren Bowles was – quite a bit younger than she was, so it's not like an apple to apple
comparison. Wasn't the same spirit of
that
Sierra.
That they really yeah. lost the spice of the little girl that was like the
right.
devil, the evil, the what is it, the bad seed.
What happens
sometimes.
When they store
she
them.
Had that bad
yeah,
seed
have,
element to her.
Yeah.
You know? And so it's like she had all this, like, you know, piss and vinegar, but then, like, the new Sierra, maybe that's how they wanted her to play it, but she was kind of bland, and she didn't have a lot of kind of monotone.
Yeah, they needed somebody
didn't
that could play that.
To her.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
And I know that they probably
that's
she
they
probably
needed.
Tried to do create her own path, you know. But at the same time, it's just was kind of sad because, you know, I know she had fans, and you know, I don't wish her ill. I think she's a nice,
oh, yeah,
you know, nice girl. Yeah. Worked hard.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think, and I was really kind of, I was honestly getting really into the whole Theo and Sierra thing. And I hate that because it seems like just when we're
see,
getting
I
really
like Theo and Sierra.
Me too.
Than...
That's what I'm saying. I hate that now all of a sudden
yeah.
there's a recast. They did that with Sonny.
Uh-huh.
Remember when they did that with Sonny and Will, where literally
yeah.
their wedding day was like when they rolled out the new actor? And it's like they didn't even have time to develop chemistry together on screen and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so here we've known this new Sierra for, what, a year and a half, something like that? And we've seen
yeah.
her with Theo and everything. So I actually was rooting for her and for Theo and
Theo. Yeah.
Sierra to get
mm-hmm.
together. But it's like now they're going to change the actors, so we got to kind of start all over with that. So that's kind of annoying
yeah.
to me. I don't know. Anyway, that's
oh,
my
well,
thing. I mean, I do think she still needed to improve in her acting, but I do also mm-hmm. think that it's just kind of a shame that that happened because, you know, it was just kind of, it's just going to be a
mm-hmm.
whole different dynamic with whoever comes in, you know.
Yeah.
So anyway,
and I think there's be some other ones leaving,
too.
I don't know. I can't remember.
Yeah.
There's always other ones leaving and coming and going.
Lots of changes, yeah.
Yes, lots of changes and different ones leaving. And so, and a new one that's come that I really like is Trip, who is Steve's son.
See,
with
I still
Ava.
Haven't gotten to see him yet. but I've heard that.
Like, yeah,
so
he is
I'm
like
really
Steve,
curious.
I'm
yeah.
telling you. Yeah, this is definitely Steve.
He's way
fun.
More
I
like
mean, it could
Steve
be...
than Joey.
Joey. Ugh, yeah. Oh, much more. yeah. Better actor too. Oh, but he's nominated for an Emmy. Go figure. But anyway.
Oh, then yeah, Joey. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway.
He sounds a little bit cynical.
I mean, if he can get a nomination for an Emmy, guess what? So can I. Anyway. Poor Joey.
Please don't.
Although
hold
I have
that,
to admit,
share your
real
feelings.
Joey has improved. Joey has. Yes. Yeah. Now, if Rafe ever gets nominated for an Emmy, I will like. Anyway.
Don't be hate.
No. So anyway, Trip is found out, finally Steve told him that Ava is dead and that he killed him. So that's a whole new dynamic there. He's going like, he wants to know more about Ava and how Steve killed him, why he killed him. And they were more or less saying that she wasn't a very good person and caused all the trouble, what she did with Kayla and all that. So, and Joey's
and really
kind of standing there like,
her, right?
Right, right. So, and of course, Kayla is all worried that Joey's going to break and tell, you know, because of course, Trip now is going down on Steve and is mad at him, like, how could you kill my mother, blah, blah, blah. So, so Joey's feeling guilty again, and Kayla's worried that, you know, he's going to come out and tell him the truth. So, which is probably going to happen. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I would be
heard,
if I were betting,
spoilers about
betting
that. Yeah. So, anyway, that's
plenty
what's going
on. To come.
Yes, yes. And I bet this actor, like, I can see him sticking around. I hope he sticks around because
that's great.
He is like Steve's mini-me. Yeah, acts like him. He looks like him too. Could be his son.
Oh, that's
so
fun. That's neat. I'm glad they did a great job on casting.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Oh, and we had Adrienne came out of her breast cancer surgery. And everything is okay. And I guess they got it. They're saying that they think they got everything. Yes.
Oh,
and it was so cute. She had Justin and Lucas in there. And she's saying she made her decision, and because she says, did Kate tell you anything? And they said that, like, she was ready to, but then you didn't really say. She said, well, okay, I made my decision. And Lucas says, wait a minute. Before you say anything, can I see you alone first? So Justin leaves, and he's sitting there, and he says, he's going on and on and on. He says, I know you picked Justin, and he's going on and saying everything. And then she's there, shut up, Lucas. Shut up. Will you just shut up, Lucas? And he's going on and on and on. So it was so funny between them, if you get a chance to see it. And she says, but Lucas, I picked you. He's like, you did? And he gets all happy. You did? He says, oh, my God, I thought for sure. Or then he says or something about everyone thought for sure you picked Justin. You know, it's funny. It was cute.
Funny. I love
that.
Love it.
So So then she had to go, and then Justin come in, and he was like, he was shocked because I think he thought the same thing. And so, but I guess he's kind of okay with it. And he's and both Lucas and Lucas said to him, he said, I don't care. He said, actually, Justin and I have become really good friends. And then Justin said the same thing. And he said, yeah. He says, actually, Lucas and I have become pretty good friends. So they shook hands, and so he's still a little, you know. So I don't know where all this is going to go. Oh, and then poor Anne came. Lucas is there. He says, Guess what? She picked me, and I felt so bad for Anne. And she said, She did? You mean she didn't pick Justin? You know, and she was like, looked devastated.
Oh,
and she said, oh,
so we
congratulations,
really got to see the
Lucas.
Some humanity
Yeah.
in the for a change.
Just like anyone
Oh.
that, that wants a guy and they don't want her.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
So poor Anne. I guess you could feel for Anne, even though she has been such
Yeah.
a nasty person before. But she's just she's hilarious anyway with going after Lucas. But so there's some good scenes there with Lucas and Adrian. If you
oh,
get
yeah.
a chance to see that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm dying. I yeah. really want to see that.
Okay. Is there anything else that you had watched? If not, I can.
Well, I saw the scenes where saw the scene where Jennifer's about to meet Eric for a date.
Oh, okay.
And
right.
for their first date or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a new dress on, and Maggie, she's like, oh my God. Maggie's like, is that a new dress? And she's like, oh, well, it is, but I don't want it to look like a new dress, but, you know, she's all insecure. And then she basically eventually tells Maggie that she is going to meet up with Eric. And, of course, Eric's the one that caused the accident, drunk driving, that killed Maggie's son, Daniel, and
mm-hmm.
Jennifer's ex-boyfriend as well. And so... So they talked about that, and Maggie kind of counseled her, like, you know, he's an alcoholic, you're a recovered addict.
Yes, it's a good idea.
You think this is a whole basket full of problems that you're, you know, being set up for? So that's about all I got on that. And then I did see part of the scene where Victor runs into Eric, and he's getting
and he let him have it.
And he's got the flower. Yeah, you might
mm-hmm.
want to take over from there, because I just saw part of that. I didn't get to see the whole scene.
Yeah, he said, oh, you're going on a date? Daniel doesn't get to go on a date. Daniel doesn't get to do... Daniel's not here to go on a date. Oh, he was just... He has not forgiven Eric, and he is just like...
Aww.
Like, we don't want
That's
you
so
here.
Hard.
You know, we don't... Nobody, you know, really wants... You just bring up all bad memories. And so he really just made Eric feel like this, even though Eric said, you know, oh, I've apologized to Maggie.
He
said, yeah, you just apologize just to make yourself feel better. And, you know, Victor was his nasty self as usual. And so Eric just decides not to wait for Jennifer and he leaves. And so she comes and she's sitting and she's waiting. So then she goes back to office and confronts him, you know, and talks about, you know, and they kind of talked, and he under, you know, said why, and she said you have to give it a chance. So, you know, they kind of, she knew it wasn't her, that it was, you know, he's still feeling, you know, guilty and things. So, and I like before this all happened for the side on a date, Roman was trying to set them up at the pub. He basically kind of got them there together at the pub. So, yeah. So we saw
Chris
Roman,
Kosicek?
You know. Yes, Chris Kosicek, yeah.
Kosicek,
the fake Roman. The fake Roman, as I always called him. I'm sorry, but Wayne Norris will always be more Roman to me, even though Josh has played him more. But I like Josh. Josh is great.
I met him
at Day of Days. I thought he was great, you know.
Really liked.
Yeah,
liked meeting him at Day of Days. And they interviewed him.
And he'll always be Chris Kosicek to me, because he just seems like Chris. I mean, it's just that role was just great
for
him.
That's the thing. That was the hard thing when I first tuned back in 2006 after not really watching it regularly, other than just turning it on sporadically over the years. Since probably 1990 or so.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like looking at him. I don't know when he became Roman, but I was like, wait.
It's been a long time.
Is this one of those mask stories? Why is Chris Kosicek playing Roman? Like, this just didn't understand.
I hate when they do that.
Very confusing to me. So, I had to get used to that.
Don't confuse us.
I will say, when they did the farewell retirement scene with him and Hope, that was really touching. And He always lights up when he's in scenes with Kate, because Kamen was really good. You know, it was really good.
Oh, yeah, we got a little bit of, forever,
but they were really Kamen.
Yeah, history there.
So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, anyway, but, I digress. But
so we didn't have a whole lot of Rafe and Hope. I mean, Hope went to Deimos, and she overheard, she had planted a bug at the Kiraka's mansion. She overheard Deimos talking and saying about Chad beating him up, and that's another whole story there with Chad.
Oh, that's
Chad
how that,
got his henchman or whatever to beat him up. Then Chad came in and Chad was there. Chad didn't beat him up, but he had somebody else do it. But he beat him up pretty bad and just told him, this is for what he did and everything. Well, Hope overheard it, and she went and squealed on poor Chad to Abigail and said, did you know? Yeah. Well, the reason she did it was this war needs to stop, because now Deimos is going to get revenge on Chad, and Chad could be in danger. She could be in danger.
Yeah.
So of course, now Abigail's pissed at Chad, and they have this big fight, I heard that you beat up, he says, when's it going to end? Because then he's going to retaliate and you could get killed. And so it's a whole big cycle. But then again, I think Andre should have been in on this stuff too, but eventually maybe he will. But I don't know where he was during all this. Yeah. So I don't know where he was. I don't know. Maybe he was getting
Andre's
stirring. Andre. Yeah. He just kind of I don't know. He adds some excitement every time he pops in. You never know what he's, going to do. And he
pops up. Yep,
and he
I
does. He can. He, yeah. Wow. And he always adds a little bit of humor. He always adds a little bit of humor with his sarcasm.
He
he just has a way of makes you laugh.
He was kind of funny.
He can be funny even when he's being nasty, he can be funny. So let's put it
It
would have
been
that.
Hilarious if he had dressed up like the clown and gone into Gabby. That would have
with
been
the flowers.
Like, that would have been amazing. No,
it would have been
Sammy
another play like he did with Sammy when she was in the hospital.
That awesome.
They needed to do that again. Yes. Yeah.
Although maybe they're trying to not remind us that, they were writing him pretty campy back then.
Crazy.
Not
campy,
they've
crazy.
Really done a good job.
He has
of kind of
seeing
the two characters, and he's done a great job of that. So that
they gave him a little bit more gray areas.
Andre is more rootable than he used to be, and the humor and all
he is.
Fun.
He's fun, and he's you like to see him get his little little snarky
little
stuff into everybody.
A little snarky
to dig. Yes. Yeah, especially with Chad. They're good together and.
Yeah. let's see.
I'm going to see. What else do I?
Oh, Jen likes Trip.
Does she? Yeah.
Oh, she thinks we should lure Jane Elliott back, but Jane's retiring, so,
that's the thing. She was retiring. I didn't realize she was until someone told me. I knew she was leaving GH, but I didn't know what the circumstances were, but someone said she's actually retiring
from
show business. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I had heard.
But
you never know.
Anyway, well, we have a caller. Did you have anything else you wanted to say before I bring them on?
What's that? Oh, okay.
Do you have anything else? Did you have anything you wanted to add before I bring it up?
No, I think we probably after that. Yeah, no, but I think we covered just about everything that I had you could think of.
All
unless
right.
you can think of anything.
Hello.
Hi guys.
Hello. Oh, hey,
it's Jen.
Is this Jen?
Oh,
okay.
Jen.
I thought so. Okay. Did you want, instead of just talking in the chat room, you said I could see that you said you like Condre or Cayman, and then you like Trip a lot. So,
yeah, I was having problems typing it. It didn't want to go through for me.
I could tell. Yeah. I was like, okay, I know she's trying. Is she being held captive? Is she going to send me a message 911? What do I do? Call Twitter and tell them to help you out. That's funny. yeah, it's probably, is there like a delay or something in the chat room, and like a connection issue?
It happens a lot when I type online for some reason.
Oh,
if
okay.
I'm not online,
oh, okay.
I type fine. It's like really weird.
Hmm. Well, what are, you have any thoughts you want to share?
What do you think of Roman taking over the pub?
Well, oh, yeah.
Someone came was running the pub.
Yeah.
Now that makes
now
sense
that he's
when,
retired
the surgeon was
from the force. So, yeah. Gives him something
yeah
it, really, it really makes me wonder if we're going to see Peggy McKay again, though. Maybe she's retired.
Yeah, somebody said something about them. They should address that soon, whether one way or the other.
Yeah,
you know,
they
if she's going
maybe
to
they're
be,
waiting
you know,
for her, maybe. Yeah, maybe it's one of those things
uh-huh
where they don't want to write anything in because they want her to be the one to say, you know,
yeah,
she's retiring or
so
whatever.
Maybe she could come back or
so
whatever, or just say what, you know, what they're going to do. So I don't know.
Yeah, but yeah, with him running the pub, I keep thinking Chris.
Yes. Well, yeah, we always, every time I see him, I think Chris.
And that's why
yeah
I threw that out. I threw that out with a Chris Poston check thing. I was like,
yeah,
oh, man, that's
oh,
a throwback.
Yeah. Yeah, yep, it is. Yeah,
it's like
good.
So, it'd be funny if someone walked in and said, like some old character, like if Valerie came in since she was there back in the day, she said, "Chris, a check." Where the heck have you been?
You look a lot like him.
Oh, that would be funny. Oh well. Little inside baseball humor there.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm just, how do you feel about the A. Martinez news?
You know, I like him as an actor, but I didn't like the character lately.
Oh,
it was
yeah
like, they took him too much to be a thug.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's a lot
of how they write
hoping
the character.
Redeem him some a little bit.
Yeah,
but maybe they'll bring him back eventually. You never know.
Yeah,
but it's just I wish they could have, there's so much to explore with the characters and stuff, and it's like, darn it. But
I'll say it again: the wrong Hernandezes
are
leaving.
I know.
So.
Oh well. Any other thoughts, Jen?
Yeah, I think Victor needed his own past thrown back in his face the other day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah.
Yes, his brother tortured his son, and he's okay with it, but
yeah.
Eric, what Eric did was stupid and wrong, but he didn't do it on purpose.
Right, true.
Right.
Good point.
Seriously.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, you know, but we can expect a Victor to be, you know, nasty about things like that. But
yeah.
But poor Eric, I mean, he was all dressed up and he's trying to get his life back on track because everyone keeps telling him he has so much to offer. And, you know, he's finally trying and it's like, oh, man. Victor,
like,
you always know what thing to, what
Debbie
thing down, to
yeah
say, don't you?
What to say, yeah. Right,
yeah, Debbie
to say, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Way to go, Vic. Way yeah to bring us all down.
He'll get his. But I loved what he said to Brady.
I love Victor, though.
I loved what he said to Brady.
Yeah, what did he, yeah, remind us, what did he say?
Basically, he called him a fool.
Oh. Yeah.
With Nicole, yeah, of course. He's doing it again.
Naturally. Can't say that we can really blame him for that, but
yeah,
at the same time,
I love, agree.
I love the idea of Nicole and Brady together. But I just, it does take the fun out of it, though, knowing that she's leaving. I just, fuck, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So frustrating. But I guess we can just enjoy it while we can.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well,
oh, well.
No, I hear she's on Corday's new soap on the web.
Oh,
yeah,
what's this?
I saw
what?
That. What's the name of it?
I can't remember the name of it, but it's supposed to be coming on the web Amazon or something. I don't know. She's in it and somebody else.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's some Days actors. Yeah, I did see it. I can't remember, though. So I did see it out there.
Yeah, I saw it on the message boards, the name of it, but I can't think of it.
Well, apparently their marketing's out to doing a crack job. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. I'm a little punchy tonight. Well, that's interesting. I mean, I just hope he doesn't lose focus. Is anybody, like, wondering why he's doing that right now? Is he just branching out? Is he? I'm just kind of curious. I'm a little makes me a little bit nervous.
I'll
like,
look that up.
Is he going to try to transfer that to Days of Our Lives, too? Or, you know, like, I don't know. I'm just thinking all kinds of things.
Yep. We just got to hold up.
Interesting. Yeah, we got it. We just got to keep watching. Hope that they keep renewing it because we can't live without it.
Yeah.
I know. I already lost two soaps, so no more.
No. We can't lose anymore. No. Mm. Well, at least we're renewed.
Yeah.
And hopefully, I'm excited to see the new writing team and everything, see what they come up with. And, you know, that should be fun to watch. And looking forward to seeing, you know, Sherry Anderson's influence in the show. She was so wonderful back in the day. And on, you know, with Days, and just hope that our beloved show stays on for many more years.
Definitely.
So,
yeah.
Anyway, so I think I didn't get to see very much of it, so I don't have as many comments.
I think got everything.
But we covered it pretty much.
Yeah,
I think we covered it, Jen.
Okay. What do you guys think of Eli and Gabby?
Oh,
I really like Eli. I really like
Eli. Yeah,
he hasn't
thrown another day.
Together much yet.
I like Eli and Gabby.
But I think that's some definite potential there.
Yeah.
I haven't seen them really together because she was totally checked out in the one date that they had because she was still thinking of Chad. But I think that has the potential to be a good triangle there maybe.
Yeah,
so,
there was a
whatever.
Scene this week.
I'll have to watch for him because I haven't seen him yet.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see. Maybe I wonder if Gabby tries to go on with her life and she starts going out with Eli, if that's going to make Chad be like, ooh, wait a minute here.
Wait a minute.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they should just like, you know, Abigail and Dario, Chad and Gabby, and they could just keep in the family that way. They could still have family dinners and see each other.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's kind of a weird dynamic. But all right. Well,
okay.
I think we'll wrap it up then. Till next time. Appreciate you calling in and holding down the fort in the chat room, Jen, and and we'll I guess we'll keep you guys posted on if we're gonna have what our next interview is. I'm trying to get that worked out soon. So, alrighty.
Okay.
Well, everybody have a nice evening. Let's love you.
Okay.
Great. Okay. Bye bye.
Bye bye.